Testimony. When I was a student, I had a very difficult time getting up in the morning. This became especially serious when I was in my second year of high school. I began to miss school more often, and even when I was able to go to school, I often did not arrive until the afternoon. Poor health was one of the reasons, but the main reason was that my soul had become very complicated. I had many troubles, and my way of thinking had become very negative. When I entered my third year of high school, my condition improved somewhat, and I was able to improve my grades significantly. As a result, I was accepted by the university I had hoped to attend. Praise the Lord. However, after entering the university I had wanted to attend, I became relieved and relaxed, and gradually I fell back into my former condition. I could not get up in the morning, and often failed my first period classes because of my absences. Furthermore, in my fourth year at the university, after I was assigned to a research laboratory, I still could not get up in the morning. Because I could not go to the laboratory in the morning, I began to miss more and more days. Eventually, the situation became so serious that my professor contacted my parents. This condition continued throughout the 2 years of my master's program. The Lord rescued me from this fallen condition through my engagement and marriage to a sister who loves the Lord. First, I became engaged at the end of March, at the end of the first year of my master's program. I was planning to take the teacher employment examination in August, but I had not been able to make much progress in studying for it. After our engagement, I studied for the examination in a room at the Yoriki family's home. The sister helped me study by asking me questions while looking at the answers. With her help, I was able to make great progress in preparing for the examination, and eventually I passed the employment examination for high school teachers in Hyogo Prefecture. Praise the Lord! Then, in February of the following year, during the second year of my master's program, we got married. Soon after we were married, the Lord healed me of my long-standing habit of being unable to get up in the morning, a problem that I had thought would never change, and I became able to get up every morning. This was because my wife shepherded me, according to God, by having morning revival with me and eating breakfast with me every morning. Through our married life, I naturally developed a healthy rhythm of life and became able to go to bed early and get up early. Through the horizontal fellowship with my wife, my vertical fellowship with the Lord was also recovered. The Lord, as the shepherd of my soul, cared for the problems in my complicated soul. 1 Peter 2:24 says, "Who himself bore up our sins in his body on the tree, in order that we, having died to sins, might live to righteousness, by whose bruise you were healed." Footnote 8 on "were healed" says, "The healing of death, we were dead, but Christ's suffering of death healed our death, that we might live in his resurrection." 25 continues, "For you were like sheep being led astray, but you have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of our souls." Footnote 2 on "shepherd and overseer" says, "Christ was our redeemer in his death on the tree. Now he is our soul's shepherd and overseer in the resurrection life within us. As such, he is able to guide us and supply us with life, that we may follow in his steps, according to his model of his suffering." Footnote 3 on souls says, Our soul is our inner being, our real person, our Lord as the shepherd and overseer of our souls. Shepherd us by caring for the welfare of our inner being and by exercising his oversight over the condition of our real person. Now, together with my wife, I am learning to shepherd the young people. I want to be father trained to shepherd them not according to my own preference, interest, purpose, or disposition, but according to God's nature, desire, way, and glory.